Morning. Thank you all for coming. Today's daf is Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis. Let's start again at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara had gone through on Daf Yud Aleph that there is an argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. According to Rabbi Lazar, the world was created in Tishrei. The Jewish people will be redeemed in Tishrei. And Avram and Yaakov were born and passed away in Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yoshua, the world was created in Nisan. Avram and Yaakov were also born in Nisan. They passed away in Nisan. And the Jews will be redeemed in Nisan. So the Gemara says, ultimately, it's a question of which, how do you interpret Psukim? Do you focus on the pasuk that talks about Yerach Ha'itanim or Yerach Ziv? Do we, in Bereishis, do we focus on the pasuk Eitz Pri or the pasuk Eitz Oseh Pri? Do we say God made the world at a time of rain because the world needed rain when it was first created, so it's being in Tishrei? Or God made the world at a time when the animals need to procreate, so it was made in Nisan? So that was the big argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So let's start here, about 8 or 9 lines from the bottom. And Yud Aleph and Beis says the Gemara, V'azdu l'ta'amayhu. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are consistent to these two opinions. Rabbi Eliezer says Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua says the beginning point is Nisan. So they're being consistent to that in regards to their argument about how to date when the great flood in the days of Noah came. The Tanya we lived in a brisa. The pasuk says, "B'shna sheish me'os shana l'chayei Noach." In the 600th year of the life of Noah, "B'chodesh hasheni," in the second month, "B'shiv aser yom l'chodesh," in the 17th day of the month, at that point, the pasuk goes on to say, Nivku kol ma'ayonos tohom rabba, all the springs that are in the depths, deep depths, opened up. Barubos hashamayim, and the windows of the heavens, niftachu, they were opened, and the rain started to come down. So on the 17th day of the second month, water started coming up from the springs, and the rain started coming down from the heavens. And as we know, the rain kept coming 40 days and 40 nights, and then it stopped, and there were 150 days of just a huge amount of water there. Then it started to recede. So Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua says, Oso Hayom, that day, the 17th of the second month, Yud Zayin B'Iyar Haya. That day was the 17th of Iyar. So Yom, that's the day, Shemazel Kima Shokea Bayom. That's the day when the star arrangement called Kima in the heavens, the horoscope called Kima, is sinking during the day. And therefore, Umayanos Mismatin. Naturally, the springs are reduced. So Rashi here explains that there are a total of 12. There's a band, there's a circle, and on this band there are 12 sets of stars. So if you think about a circle, it's rolling. What you have is that a group of stars come down, another group of stars takes their place, another group of stars comes down, another group of stars takes their place. And basically the order of the set of stars is Tleshor, Taomim, Sartan, Aryeh, Besula, Moznayim, Akrav, Keshes, Gedid, Li, and Dagim. So the first of the horoscope, the first point of the band, is Tle. So in Nisan, Tle is going up, and it's in the sky. So you always have six of these horoscopes sinking, while you had another six rising. So when the roll is when the wheel, the band is rolling, right? This one is rising and this one's going down. the first on this side is going up, while the first on the other side is coming down. So each horoscope is going to have 2 hours while it goes up, but the one opposite it has 2 hours while sinking. So in total, they're going to go through 24 hours with the 12 horoscopes. In Nisan, at the beginning of morning, Tzleh is rising. So that's why it's called Mazel Tzleh. Then you have Shor. And then you have, and it keeps going up. At the beginning of morning, Tzleh is going up, and Moznayim and the scales are sinking. After 2 hours, Tzleh is fully up, and Moznayim is fully sunk, and now you start to have Shor to rise, and Akrav to sink. And that's going on throughout the month of Nisan. In Iyar, Shor is the beginning of the sky, and the beginning of the day. And for 2 hours it goes up, and then after you have Ta'omim going up, and you have Sartan going up, and you have Aryeh going up, and then Mesula going up, and then Moznayim going up. So it would come out that in Iyar, Tzleh had gone up in the last 2 hours of the night, and throughout the day, Tzleh was sinking, because the first going up was for Moznayim, for what's after Tzleh, for Shor. Now, Kima, Rashi says here, is the tale of Tzleh. And we know the Mabul came down during the day. And the way the Mabul came down was that God took two stars out of Kima. He took two stars out of the arrangement of Kima, and that caused a lot of water to come down. So, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yoshua, again, the second month, going back into the Gemara, the second month was Iyar, the 17th day, right? Also, Yom, that day was the 17th of Iyar. Yom Shemazel Kima Shokea Bayom. It's a day that normally Kima is sinking throughout the day because it rose at the end of the night. Also, part of that is that Ma'ayanos Mismatim. If Kima, if this arrangement of stars called Kima sinking all day, so the springs are naturally reduced. There's more sun, there's less rain, there's less water, right? Iyar is already springtime in Israel, there's no rain. But because the generation of the flood had changed their deeds, right? Because the way Hashem made us, Hashem gave us rules. Men should have one wife, a woman should only have one husband. And the people of the flood, they violated all that. They had men having relations with multiple women. They had all sorts of problems. So they changed their ways. They didn't follow the rules. Hashem changed against them the orders of creation. The hell of Mazel Kima Bayom. He brought up Kima during the day. Instead of having Kima sink during the day, he had it rise during the day. V'natal Shnei Kochav Mikima. God took two stars out of Kima. V'hevi Mabul Olam. And that brought a huge flood to the water, to the world. Now, Rabbi Lezer says, Oso Ayom, that day, the second month, is not Iyar, but rather Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvan Hayah. That's the 17th of Cheshvan. Yom Shemazel Kima Olubayom. That's the day when anyway Kima is rising during the day, because again, in Tishrei Moznayim was rising. So now Kima's rising during the day. Umayanos Misgabim, because Kima's rising during the day, the springs are increasing naturally. And again, now starting Yud Beis Amud Aleph, today's daf, Mitoch Sheshinu Maaseihem, because the generation of the flood, they, in their actions, deviated off of the way that God wanted them to act. They changed from the norms. Shina Kodesh Baruch Hu Aleihem Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem changed against them the creation. V'hela Mazel Kima Bayom, he brought Kima up during the day. V'natal Shnei Kochav Mikima, he took two stars out of Kima. V'hevi Mabal Olam, and brought a flood into the world. Says the Gemara, Bishmul Rabbi Yoshua, now according to Rabbi Yoshua, who says that it was in Iyar, Hainu Dichtiv Sheini. Now I understand why the verse in Noach says, Shnah Sheish Me Oshana L'chaye Noach, in the 600th year to the life of Noach, Bachodesh Hasheini, in the second month. Because as we've said many times, the pasuk says in Parshas Bachodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadash Mishanu Lachem L'chadshei Hashana, that months are dated to Nisan. Nisan is the first of the month, so Chodesh HaChamishi would be Av, Chodesh HaShvi'i is Tishrei, so Chodesh HaSheni, the second month, is going to be Iyar. That works. That's what it's like throughout the Tanakh. The second month is a reference to Iyar. El Rebbe Elazar, we're going to Elazar, who says that here the Mabul came not in Iyar, but the Mabul started in Cheshvan. My Sheni, why is it called Chodesh HaSheni? Normally the months are dated and positioned relative to Nisan. So Nisan is the first month, and everything else is counted off of that. So it should be Bachodesh HaShmini, the eighth month. That's when the Mabul came down. And so the Gemara, he'll tell you what it says here, in the second month, it means Sheni Lidin, the second month after the judgment against them, as we've learned many times in this Masechta. On Rosh Hashanah, God judges the world. What's going to be with the world? The first of Tishrei, God judges. Is this going to be a year of rain? Is this going to be a year of drought? Will it be a year of wealth? Will it be a year of Chas V'Shalom, the opposite? Will it be a year of illness, a year of health? Health, all of these questions are decided on Rosh Hashanah. So on Rosh Hashanah, in the 600th year of Noach's life, God judged. Is it, in fact, it's a time to fulfill what I said I was going to do, to send the flood and wipe everything out and only leave Noach and his family and the animals that are with him and to make a new world out of them. So since it was the time of judgment on Echad B'Tishrei, so then you can say the second month, right after this judgment, in the second month to the judgment, that's when Hashem allowed the waters to burst out and the flood to start.
Rabbi, in the world of scientific world today, all these dates and this and that could be proven? No, that two stars missing and this come down and that one is going and all this. Everything he's talking about here is amazing.
I don't know that the scientists today agree with this. That's a big question in general when the Gemara talks about medicine or science and doesn't necessarily seem to work with what we observe. How to understand that? I guess one approach could be that maybe things have changed over time. Maybe what used to work then doesn't work now anymore. Maybe people's bodies have changed over time. Sometimes some commentators suggest that the Gemaros are allegories, that these scientific comments are really symbolic ideas and representing other things. It's also possible. So I don't know. I don't know that the scientists today are that concerned with the stars and stars, yes, being visible, not being visible, when the stars rise. I mean, I think generally there's a lot of skepticism about astrology in the scientific community, but there are people out there, they're still astrologers, they claim that that they know things based on the stars.
You know, the amazing thing is that any telescope or any...
Well, they didn't have telescopes, but I mean, they did go outside, they looked at the stars, they saw the way they were arranged.
Amazing.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, Bishmul Rabbi Yeshua, I understand according to Rabbi Yeshua, Haina Deshina, right? Then we understand this whole point, that the generation of the flood, they deviated. Right? The way God made the world, everything should be, let me know, everything should be with its type. And you had the lions copulating with elephants. And you had deviation everywhere. You had people who were stealing and people who were violating marriages and all sorts of terrible behavior. So there was deviation in the world. And they were punished with deviation from nature. Because the natural norm in Iyar, in May, natural norm in May is that in Israel, Middle East, that's where everything's happening, you don't have rain. You know, there's less water around. Even the springs have less water within them. So that now should be the flood. The springs are overflowing, that huge amounts of rains are coming down. That's a real change. That's a real deviation from the norms. Elder Belazar, but according to Belazar, Maishina, where is there a change? Right? We said in the Brisa that because they changed their ways, God changed creation against them. But we said in the Brisa too, Kima is rising during Cheshvan. It's rising in the sky. That's what you see it. And we know that when Kima is rising, there's more water around, and Cheshvan is winter. It's the rainy season. So what's this big change? They changed from the way of the world. God changed against them. God changed the world against them. How is this such a big change? It is a rainy season. Right? In Cheshvan, where is there a big change here? Answers the Gemara, Kid Rav Chisda. The answer is like what Rav Chisda taught. I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Biroschin Kilkulu. They committed their sin with a lot of heat, with a lot of passion, with anger, with tava, with desires. And the world was changed against them. It's true that Cheshvan is a time of water, but it's a time of cold water. It's a time of winter. So here you had a tremendous change in the world. There was a huge amount of water coming out, the springs and with the rain, and it was boiling hot. The water of the marble that came down was boiling hot water. That was the change in the creation against them. Biroschen kilkalu ba'avera, their sins were with rotchen, with boiling themselves up, with passions. Biroschen idonu, and they were judged with boiling hot water. How do we know that the water of the marble was hot? Ksivacha says over here in regards to the marble's water, vayishoku hamayim, and the water settled down. The water settled down. When the verse says over there, "V'chamas ha'melech shachacha," the rage of the king was forgotten. It settled down after Ahasuerus killed Vashti. He calmed down. So you see that shachacha and vayishoku is the same word. It means to calm down. So when you have something which is really hot, it calms down. It settles. It cools off. So you see that these waters that are described as vayishoku amayim had been boiling hot. The sages of Israel, they count the marble like Reb Elazar. That they say that the marble started in Cheshvan, that was the 600th year of Noah, which is the same as the 600th year from the beginning of the world. And they hold that they count the world from Tishrei. However, Ulat Kufa, in regards to calculating the seasons of the year, that Kirib Yoshua, they count it like Kirib Yoshua, to say that the world was created in Nisan, and therefore, on the beginning of the fourth night, right, on the beginning of Wednesday, of the first Wednesday of creation, first week of the world, the sun began to shine in Nisan. So therefore, you start your calculation of when spring is in it'll start at the first four quarters of the day, because again, between season and season, you have one day and a quarter to the next year. And the Jewish scholars are also calculating when the moon is going to reappear after 29 and a half days, and it all started with Nisan. That the beginning of the calculation is that, again, Hashem made on the fourth day, He made the moon. So on the night of the fourth day, that's when the moon was first created. You start calculating all the molados, 29 and a half days from there. No, Rabbi Lezer is saying that the Mabul started in Cheshvan, but the he believes the world was created also in Tishrei. Rashi says that we're not really assuming that the world was created in Tishrei. We really believe that the world was created in Nisan, but we count things from Tishrei. However, Chachmei Umos HaOlam, the scholars of the nations of the world, Moran Af LaMabul Krib Yoshua, they say that the Mabul also happened from Iyar, like Reb Yoshua. And they say everything was from Nisan. And they count even the Mabul like Reb Yoshua from Nisan. This is why we recite Bircha Sachama. That's every 28 years we recite a blessing on seeing the sun on a Wednesday. Back in the sky, we recite the blessing of Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. We do it in Nisan. We don't do it in Tishrei because we're following this Gemara that we're counting the seasons and the creation from Nisan. All right, now going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah listed different Rosh Hashanim, different points during the year that are Rosh Hashanah. They're at the beginning of a year. So till then, it's 1 year, and after this point, it's a new year. So we said in regards to, we began with the years of kings, the years of the Jewish kings, it's the first of Nisan. Come the first of Nisan, their year changes. We write in the document now that it's their second year, or their third year. We said in regards to Baal Ta'acher, according to Rabbi Shimon, once the first of Nisan comes, so now we're going to have Pesach soon, and the Pesach is going to begin the Baal Ta'acher count. We said the first of Elul is the beginning of a year, according to Rabbi Meir, for Maaser Behema. According to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, it's the first of Tishrei. The first of Tishrei is the beginning of the year for Gentile kings. It's the beginning of the year of counting from the creation of the world. It's the beginning of the year for judgment. The first of Tishrei is the beginning of the year for Shemitah. Now, if it's the seventh year, you have to stop plowing and planting. The beginning of the year for Yovel. It's the beginning of the year for Netiyah, for the young saplings. And then the Mishnah said, Uliyah Rakos, and it's the beginning of the year for the vegetables. Namely, that a vegetable that was picked before the first of Tishrei, that'll belong to, let's say, year two. The vegetable picked after the first of Tishrei belongs to year three. So one's going to have Maaser Sheni taken from it, the other one will have Maaser Ani taken from it. And you can't take Maaser for 1 year from produce of a different year. So the produce is dated to different years based on the first of Tishrei. Tanu Lagan Abraisa, the first of Tishrei is a new year, Lirakos, for vegetables, Ula Maestros, and for Maser, Ula Nadarim, and for vows. We know vows always follow people's language, but first of Tishrei is the new year in what people are referring to when they make a vow. Now, Lirakos Maininu. So when we talk about vegetables, what's that a reference to? Maaser Yerek. The maaser you have to give from a vegetable. You have to give 10% of the vegetables away to the Levi. So you can't take vegetables that were picked after Rosh Hashanah and take some of those on behalf of vegetables that were picked before Rosh Hashanah. But if that's the case, Hainu Maestros, that's the same thing as the next line that the Braisa says, that from Masros, the first of Tishrei, is a new year. It's the Gemara Tana Durabanan. Tana Durabanan v'katani do'oraisa. The Tana is saying Yerakos, and then he's saying Maestros. Maestros is referring to grain. Why does he have to say both? Because there are two different types of Maeser. Minat Torah, Maaser is only taken from grain, from wheat. Dagan, so wheat, barley, from grain, things that have digun, they have storage in a pile. And from Tirosh v'Yitzar, wine and olive oil. But everything else doesn't have Maaser Minat Torah. So vegetables do not have Maaser Minat Torah. Fruits do not have Maaser Minat Torah. So the Bryce is saying, Tana Drabban, in regards to the rabbinic obligation of Maaser, namely Maaser vegetables, the cutoff point is the first of Tishrei. And it says, in regards to Maisros, v'katani d'oraisa, that's talking about the biblical Maiser, the biblical Maiser of grain. Again, the cutoff point is the first of Tishrei. Asks the Gemara, but if that's the point, we're talking about biblical and then rabbinic, listening to Oraisa Bereisha, first it should say the biblical, and then talk about the rabbinic. First it should say the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisros, it's Rosh Hashanah for the Maaser of grain. The grain that grew a third before Tishrei cannot be used for together with the grain that grew a third after the first of Tishrei. Those are two different years. Those are grains of two different years. First, tell us the biblical, and then tell us the rabbinic. And then talk about vegetables, because taking maaser out of grain is biblical. Taking maaser out of vegetables is only rabbinic. And so the Gemara, sometimes you find that the Tanaim really like the rabbinic laws more, because it's more exciting. Rabbis created a law, and Hashem endorses it. So I did the Chavivile, since this is more beloved, Akhtama. That's why it was mentioned first. Now, but in our Mishnah, we never mentioned Maaser Dagan. Why not? It just said Yirakos. And so the Gemara, Tana D'Rabbanan, once it said that there is in the rabbinic Maaser a cutoff point, namely the first of Tishrei, so therefore then you know, Kol Shekein Lo Raisa, certainly in the biblical Maaser, there is also a cutoff point of the first of Tishrei. Ask the Gemara, the listening Maaser, why does he use the word Maasros? Why doesn't it just say Maaser? So the Gemara answers, it's to say in the Braisa, Echad Maaser Behema, like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Maasros, two Maasros. So it's talking about both the 10% of the animals, like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that the cutoff point is the first of Tishrei, Ve'echad Maaser Dagan, as well as the grain. When you have to give Maaser from the grain, the cutoff point is the first of Tishrei. So, okay, now that explains why it said Maasros. Why did it say Yirakos? Listen, Yerek. Why didn't the Braisa say vegetable? First of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetable. And so that's to teach us Trei Gavni Yerek, the two types of Maasros on vegetables. Sometimes we went to the Mishnah, Yerek HaNe'egad, when you have a vegetable that's naturally bundled together, Mishi Yagid. Once it gets bundled together, that's already considered the storage for Maaser, and that's what obligates it in Maaser. V'sheino ne'egad, but that which is not normally bundled, mishimali asakli, once you filled up the utensil, that's already bringing it to storage, that's completing its manufacture, and then it's obligated in Maaser. Tana rabbanan lived in a braisa. Liket yerek, erev Rosh Hashanah. Let's say a person picks a vegetable on the day before Rosh Hashanah. Achlo tava shemesh. And that was before the sunset. Then, v'chazer v'likate, then he picked another vegetable. He was not allowed to do, but he did. He picked another vegetable, now turn to Yud-Bez and Yud-Bez. Misha tava shemesh. After the sunset. Ein tarmina ma'asim mizal zeh. Can't take truma from the second sets of vegetables or meister from the second set of vegetables on behalf of the first. If you change harmon or meister, because you can't take truma or meister, omen achadash alayashan, not from the new, from this year, for that which was last year, omen ayashan alachadash, not from the old, for the new. You can't use last year's produce for this year's meister obligation. What do you mean?
He didn't do something.
Right, he picked one vegetable off of the ground.
And then
so now these are
kept to go. What happened to one before Shkia?
It has to go to the bin with the Yashan. With the Yashan. Yeah, with the other Yashan Yirakot. They can take some of those Yirakot Yashanim as Maaser for other Yirakot Yashanim, but he can't use. Yeah, they have separate boxes. This is for the old, and this is for the new.
I thought that 10% is totally irrelevant of the length of the year. Every time you cut vegetable, you give 10% to... You
know, no, it's the 10% of this year's vegetables.
The whole year?
Yeah.
So how do we know how much you got the whole year? Maybe you had... 2-3 rounds of vegetation.
Yeah, people keep track.
I have to keep track of that.
But you have to, also, one of the laws of Maaser is you have to separate Maaser min amukaf. You have to separate Maaser from what's all together. You can't say, well, 3 months ago I had vegetables, and I already ate those, so now I'm going to give 10% on their behalf. That doesn't work. You can't even eat them until you separate the 10%. And you have to separate 10% from what's right next to it.
You do vegetation, cut off, you take 10% and put them in.
Great.
You
That's the best. Do that. That's the best way to do it.
Right, but you could do it at the end of the year.
With all the vegetables next to each other.
You do your cheshvah and with
But they all have to be there. They have to be there. You can only separate maser on things that are in front of you.
So you have to show yourself this or that way.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Im ha'isa shniya nechnesas l'shlishis, let's say it was the second year of the Shemitah cycle. So tonight, Rosh Hashanah starts the third year of the Shemitah cycle. So now, shniya, that which was picked in the second year, the tithes taken out of it are ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni. Shlishis, what's picked in the third year, is ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani. Says the Gemara, how do we know this? That in the third year, we've stopped with the Maaser Sheni, and instead we replace it with giving 10% to the poor. Rabbi Shmuel Levi said it's from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki sachale la'aser is kol ma'asar tu aschar, when you will finish to give your 10% of all the 10% of your produce, bashana ha'shlishis, in the third year, Shnas HaMa'aser, the year of the Ma'aser, the year of the 10%. So that's interesting. What do you mean, the year of the 10%? The multiple 10%, the 10%. Normally there are two 10%s, the 10% which is Ma'aser Rishon, and another 10% which is Ma'aser Sheni. What do you mean, the year of the 10%? Shan, it's the year She'en Bela Ma'aser Echad. You only have one of the normal two. You only have one of the two 10%. You only have Ma'aser Rishon. Because instead of Ma'aser Sheni, you have Ma'aser Ani. Okay, Tzad. So what does it mean? You have Ma'aser Rishon, and then you have what the Pasuk refers to, Ma'aser Ani, V'nasatala Leviv, L'Ager, L'Esom, L'Amana, V'chumish Arecha, V'Saveh, asks the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, Ma'aser Sheni, you bought him. And you drop Ma'aser Sheni. Oino, asks the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe it's Shnasa Ma'aser, it's the year of the Ma'aser, of V'nasatala Levi, you should give to the Levi, to the poor. Oino, Ela, Af Ma'aser Rishon, Nami, you bought him. Maybe it means, it's the year of only one Ma'aser. That there's no Ma'aser Rishon. Same way there's no Ma'aser Sheni. There's no Ma'aser Rishon. It's just a Ma'aser Ani. Time alone, that's what the Pasuk says. Vela Levi'im to Daber, and to the Levi'im you should speak from Artaliyim. You should tell them, Ki Sikhum Eis B'nei Yisrael Sama'aser Shenasati Lachem Me'itam, and you will take the Ma'aser that I've given to you from them, B'nachalaschem, in your ancestral lands. So he kishoa kasub l'nachala. The pasuk here uses the word nachala in the pasuk talking about ma'aser rishon given to the Levi. So that's to tell you, ma'nachala ein lehefsek, just like when you inherit land, you inherit it forever. You inherit it, then you give it to your child, etc. Af ma'aser rishon ein lehefsek. So too, ma'aser rishon never has a stop. The Levi'im get it every single year. I keep getting it every year. Now the Gemara says, amazing, right?
Almost.
Now the Gemara says that this idea is in a Braisa. Tanya Mihachi, also in a Braisa. I mean, the Levi'im do have their Migrashim. They live in the 42 cities, and there is a Migrash. Right, right. I mean, they can plant.
The gets meats. Gets everything.
Right.
You get a big chunk, 10%.
Yeah.
Big chunk.
But it's only they don't have much. That's true. Tanya Miyoki, also looking at Brisa, all of these ideas. The Brisa says, how do we know that there is Ma'aser Ani and not Ma'aser Sheni in year three? Because when the Torah describes Ma'aser Ani, it says, Kisachale La'aser, when you finish with your maestros. V'ashana shlishis, in the third year, shnas ha-maser, the year of the maser, and give to the Levi. It's saying, when do you give to the Levi? When do you give to the poor people? Shana she'en bela maser echad, you give to the poor people when there's only one maser in that year. Haketzad, that means in the third year, there's only maser ishan and maser ani. Maser sheni yibatel, maser sheni stops. Says the Gemara the same question that we just said. Maybe they won't even be Maaser Rishon. Maybe just Maaser Ani. Hamom is the pasuk says, "Uva levi kiim lo chelik v'nach lo imach v'agir v'yasom amanah shebesharecha v'achlu v'shavei v'achlu v'savei l'mani brecha Hashem lokecha b'chol masi yadecha asher taaseh." It's saying, "Kol zman sheba tein lo." Whenever the levi comes, you have to give him. There's never a year where the levi doesn't get. And blessed Ben Yaakov Omer, you don't need that pasuk. Hariyom, the pasuk says, "Velovim tadaber v'amart alehem." To the levim, you should speak and tell them. Kitichum yis bnei Yisrael samaser shenasak v'chaim yitzam bin nachal aschem. When you will take from the children of Israel the master that I've given to you from them in your inheritance. Hikishoa kasuv lenachal. The pasuk is talking about master rishon and saying it's a nachala. Anachla ein lehefsek, just like anachla has no break. Af master rishon. Then the Brisa said that the first of Tishrei is the beginning of the year, the Nedarim. If a person says to his friend, "I'm not going to get any benefit from you for a year," he has to count 12 months when he made that promise, from day to day. But Vim, I remember he said, "I'm not going to get any benefit from you for this year." Even if they're standing on the 29th of Elul, once the first of Tishrei comes, at the end of this year, also Lo Shana. Even according to the view of Rabbi Elazar, who said earlier, yesterday, Yom Echad Shana, Eino Chashav Shana. One day of a year is not a whole year. You need 30 days for it to be a year. Here, one day would be considered the year, because Litzuri Nafshe Kibbalalei, when a person says a vow, "I'm not going to get any benefit from you for a year," for this year, he's trying to upset his friend. White Starley did upset his friend, even if it's only for one day. Ve'ema, why don't you say that the Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim is Nisan? Answer the Gemara, "V'Nedarim Aleich, Achalashim Ne'adam." In Nedarim, you have to follow what people say. That's what we have throughout Masechah Nedarim. And since people talk about a year as starting from Tishrei, it starts from Tishrei. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.